Mornings are better with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
They make me laugh.
On Star 102.5.
So we're talking about purchases you regret, because almost all of us, according to this survey, have something that we really, really regret. And for most of it's bigger purchases that we really, you know, really, really wish we could have a do-over on. I know for you, it's the lawn furniture, the lawn swing.
Yes, right? We were going to use it, and then the cushions disintegrate, and apparently that's the only size cushion that is not made. And it's going to cost very pricey to get a cushion.
You know, there's a lot of purchases I made I regret. One that sticks out, and it wasn't even that much money. I don't even remember how much. Less than $50. But it was aerator shoes.
Aerator
shoes. Sandals,
oh,
I think.
Oh, okay.
Now, you know how when we first moved to our house, we had so much trouble growing grass in the backyard.
I remember this, yes. It was all almost gravel.
No, well, it's almost back to it because now we have a trampoline that ruined all of it. After all the years of getting grass finally to grow back there. And then,
how many regrets are in this story?
That's true. Okay. Kids still like the trampoline.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But so I thought, you know, I don't want to spend the money to have someone come out and actually do it right.
Yeah.
And I found these aerator shoes, and they're sandals. You put them on top of, you know, or around your regular shoes.
Yes.
And you just walk around the backyard. And
so they got like the spikes on the bottom?
Spikes. You can just punch holes in the backyard, aerate, just walking around.
Okay. Yeah.
All I ever did was get stuck. I was out there. Statue of Liberty. couldn't move. And then when I did move, just big chunks of the yard would come up.
Oh, I bet.
Like, well, this isn't aerating. Yeah. I'm just tearing up the yard. My wife would stand and laugh at me.
Yes.
You idiot. Uh-huh. Why would you ever buy those things?
That's when you look. I'm not aerating. I'm tilling. All right? Look at this. I'm just digging it all up. Good for you.
That would have been a better description. You're right. 280-1025, purchases you regret. A friend of the show, Miss Hazel, wants to chime in here. Morning, Miss Hazel.
Yes, good morning, Ken. Good morning, Kurt. How are y'all?
We're doing great, Miss Hazel. So, all right, so what did you regret buying?
So, you know, Miss Hazel's kind of a bigger girl, and her doctor says she needs to lose weight. I just so happened to be in Walmart, and their ad seen on TV aisle, and I saw this thing called the Shake Weight, and I thought, you know what? I could do that. So I get it home. I get it out of the box. Have you seen how these things are used, folks? Miss Hazel got an indecent exposure charge for using the Shake Weight on her porch. I had children run into their parents wondering what was going on. People were recording me. You'd have thought I'd end up on one of those sites on the internet that people use for dirty stuff. It was awful.
But did it work, Miss Hazel?
No. No, it didn't. That's why I'm so angry. Now I have an indecent exposure charge, and I didn't lose the flap under my arm. It just makes me so angry.
I completely understand. You have a great day, Miss Hazel. Thank you. Take care.
You too.
Bye.
On the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt Facebook page, Angie's regret only cost her $35, but yesterday was Cinco de Mayo, and those 5 margaritas she bought, she regrets those this morning. She's hurting.
Sorry, Angie. Probably fun, though, while it was going on.
I agree,
on, right?
Yeah.
What a Central Iowa morning sounds like. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.